This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden calls on the nations of the Americas to work together to protect and strengthen democracy. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a speech welcoming the participants to the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles, President Biden says democracy is under assault.
Democracy is not only the defining feature of American histories, but the essential ingredient to America's futures.
The president saying the goal should be to work together.
As true partners with diverse capabilities, but equal and mutual respect.
Biden drew sharp contrast around a central issue, saying safe and orderly migration is good for all our economies, but unlawful forms are unacceptable. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and several other leaders are staying away because the U.S. excluded Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. All send large number of migrants to the U.S. and neighboring countries, but they're led by authoritarians. I'm Tim McGuire.
Ukrainian fighters were holding out on Thursday in the eastern city of Severodonetsk, despite relentless Russian shelling, the regional governor said, as Moscow presses an assault that both sides believe could help shape the war's course. Russia has concentrated its troops and firepower on the small industrial city to secure the surrounding province on behalf of Moscow-backed separatists. Ukraine's forces pulled back to the city's outskirts on Wednesday, but have vowed to fight there for as long as possible. Russia has turned to its focus to Luhansk and the adjacent province of Donetsk since its forces pushed back from the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv, back in March. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is